We're waiting for a report out of D.C. this Tuesday morning. Good morning to you. The White House is ramping up security at military and diplomatic outposts around the world as the Senate prepares to release a report on torture by the CIA. The report is expected to be released later today. The report details how the CIA interrogated terror suspects after the 9/11 attacks. The Justice Department is changing the way it investigates people. Attorney General Eric Holder announced new rules on racial profiling on Monday. The new guidelines go further than banning profiling based on race or ethnicity to include gender, sexual orientation, national origin, and religion. We're keeping our eye on Southern California because the nationwide outrage over the death of unarmed black men could shift there. Los Angeles's mayor said on Monday he expects the results of Ezell Ford's autopsy before the end of this month. Police shot and killed the 25-year-old back in August. Here at home, IMPD is warning people to be on the lookout for fake police officers. This comes after two women were robbed early Saturday morning in Broad Ripple by a man impersonating a cop. IMPD says when a driver is pulled over, the officer must have either a fully marked car with lights or be wearing a distinctive uniform and badge. If you feel uncomfortable, you should drive at a slow speed with your hazard lights on. Call 911 and stop in a well-lit, densely populated area. Marion County's most violent unregistered sex offenders are being featured on billboards. Officials say the goal is to generate tips on their whereabouts so they can be brought into compliance. One billboard is by the Indiana State Fairground. You'll see another one go up at I-65 and North Lafayette Road and at the corner of Washington Street and Highland Avenue. A woman pistol whipped for refusing to hand her van over to carjackers said she'd do it again.
He's got a gun right in my face and he's telling me, give me the keys to that van. I said, you're not getting my van, and I slapped that gun to the side.
That's Kay Kice. She says she'd just returned home from Christmas shopping Sunday evening when the three teens approached her outside of her east side home. This attack left the 67-year-old with a broken cheekbone, bleeding on her brain, and severe bruising. Today, former Secretary of State Charlie White's voter fraud conviction goes before the Indiana Appeals Court. The court will listen to oral arguments in White's appeal because he wants the six felony convictions that forced him out of office in February of 2012 to be overturned. You may recall a Hamilton County jury convicted the Republican because he used his ex-wife's home in Fishers as his voting address in 2010 while serving on the Indianapolis suburbs town council and then campaigning for Secretary of State, among other convictions. White's stance is his previous defense attorney, Carl Brizzi, provided incompetent counsel and that other Indiana politicians haven't lived at their voters' registration addresses either. He specifically named former Governor Mitch Daniels and former Senator Richard Lugar as examples. The loyalty of a dog is amazing and life-saving in some cases. Like this one, the Indianapolis Fire Department answered a call overnight in the 1600 block of Tacoma on the city's east side. It's there that they discovered a raging blaze in a two-story duplex. A man who lived in half of that home told IFD he woke up when his dog was just barking and barking, which allowed him to jump out of a second floor window to alert everyone else. The house was destroyed. Eight people and other animals made it out, but were displaced. He credits the dog for saving his life. The hero dog died in that fire. In sports, a first. Butler makes its debut on the USA Today Top 25 poll this week, coming in at 19th in the nation. The Bulldogs went 2-0 last week with wins over Indiana State and Northwestern. Kentucky remains at number one with Duke at second, Arizona at third, and Louisville and Virginia rounding out the top five. Now, you know Tripp, Butler's Bulldog mascot, is on the yard somewhere barking this morning with glee. Not so gleeful, though, this morning are the Indiana Pacers. They were in action last night at home at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, where they took one heck of a pecking, falling to the Atlanta Hawks 108-92. A bit of freezing rain outside today in some areas, but generally cloudy overall, a high of 39. I'm Kim Wells. Make it a great day as you listen to us all day on Indy's Inspiration and Praise Station, AM 1310 The Light, and here online at praiseindy.com.